Surrey renters, this time at Quatlan Park Manor in Whalley, expressed fear about losing their homes before City Council approved a development proposal Monday night following a public hearing. Development is moving at a rapid clip in Surrey, but the lack of consultation here given the impact on multi-generational families is rather astonishing. This runs counter to Surrey's efforts to make it a welcoming place for families, Michelle Travis, research director for Unite Here Local 40, told the Now Leader. Last July, council approved a two-tower project in Whalley despite speakers at a public hearing saying this would render their families homeless when the 57-unit rental apartment building already on site would be demolished. Then in September, council approved a five-tower residential project for Whalley at the cost of three existing rental apartment buildings on site after hearing from tenants at a public hearing who were distressed about losing their homes. Council also approved a residential tower for Guildford in November, which required the demolishing of three low-rise rental apartment buildings already on site. Travis implored Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke in a letter dated January 7 to please delay the January 13 public hearing for 12975 106th Avenue so Quatlan Park Manor tenants can learn more about the owner's plans for the property and what impact this will have on their families. Tenants we have spoken to tell us they have received very little information about the building owner's plans that could displace them, Travis told the mayor. Many of the families are immigrants with young children in nearby schools. There are multi-generational families living there. Some are elders, some have special needs. Tenants are unfamiliar with how the development process works in Surrey, and some face language barriers, so it should come as no surprise if they have not contacted city planning staff with their concerns, she explained. Council set the public hearing date right before the holidays. Based on what tenants have told us, they are in the dark about development timelines. If the applicant has provided the city with a tenant relocation plan, the tenants are unaware of what that plan looks like. Council approved the project at third reading, without debate, after Travis and 10 current tenants spoke against it at the public hearing. Most have multiple school-aged children, expressed frustration with the prospect of their homes being demolished and cited a lack of timely information from the developer. "Where are we supposed to go?" asked one father. "It will affect us very badly," said another. "We're barely keeping up with all the expenses we have." A lone speaker in favor of the project remarked that it's essential to plan for the future, and told council projects like this help drive economic growth. A numbered company is seeking to build at 12,951 and 12975 106 Avenue a couple of six-story residential buildings with 10 non-market rental, 58 market rental and 70 market strata dwellings above two levels of underground parking. Quatlan Park Manor, a three-story rental apartment building containing 31 dwellings, is on the subject site. According to a City of Surrey planning report, the applicant has produced a tenant assistance and relocation program as required by Surrey. The report indicates the applicant proposes to replace the 31 with 48 new rental units and is allocating 10 units on the fifth floor of the western building, as below-market rental units with a right of first refusal to residents of the existing rental building. Tom Beneteau, manager of Quatlan Park Manor, spoke on behalf of the tenants. He said while the building does have some issues, it does have good bones. "I just want to raise my concerns for my tenants. There are a lot of good people in that building and I do not know where they're going to go. They're going to get forced out of the area, they're going to get forced out of their schools, and they're scared." Trevor Massey, representing the developer, told council the project will transform the troubled property from a state of neglect into a vibrant, livable community. Speaking to the care and compassion of current residents, Massey said notice in the form of a development sign was first posted on the property about 9 months ago, when we first brought the concept forward to the city. He said the developer hired a tenant relocation coordinator who has been responsible to provide notices, communicate and answer any resident questions. The coordinator has confirmed that only three questions have been directed back to them and all were responded immediately, Massey said, adding that the developer is committed to ensure the tenant relocation coordinator works closely with each of the residents and to assist them through this process. They have also committed to providing compensation to the residents and to assist them finding suitable, comparable replacement homes as close to their current residence as possible. Also on Monday, again following a public hearing, council approved an application at third reading, without debate, from another numbered company to develop a 30-story mixed-used tower containing 445 dwellings at 14,830 and 14856 104 Avenue in Guilford.